know that I'm abiding in the Word of God. Even James said, you know you have not because you ask not. And there are those that ask amiss. A lot of people want a lot of things from God. Well, I can tell you, God wants all of you if you want all of Him. Amen to God. Amen. It's not pieces and parts with God. It's not like a puzzle. He is all the Christ, and He wants all the heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Yes. And I can tell you, His love is so great, but yet He will not share His glory with the people that is not of Him. And yet here was Moses. When you think about Moses, 40 long years he was looking for this God who he could not see, who was invisible. Amen to God. And he did it by faith. 40 years he wandered seeking a God that he could not see, but he believed in a God that he could see if he sought Him long enough. Amen to God. Now that tells me that you and I, if we're going to see God, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the face of God. That's God's Word. If my heart's not right with God, I'm not going to get to see the Almighty God the Father. And yet every eye shall behold the Son of God. We'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I believe I heard the pastor said he has to go to court in the morning. Well, he'll go there. There'll be a judge there probably, a majesty or whatever. And for whatever reason it is, apparently, you know, there's a summons. Somebody, if you get a summons in the mail, you've got to go. If you don't, now you're in contempt and they'll come looking for you. You will go there either on your own will or you'll be there forced, not your will. Is that right? That's right. I know what I'm talking about. Do you hear me? And I can tell you, when the sheriff brings the summons or comes in the mail, it's one thing. But when you don't answer it, next thing he's knocking on your door and he says, you're under arrest. What am I? You're supposed to have been in court. Well, a day will come, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I will give an answer to Him, what I've done, my works, my body, everything. And I know everything we do is all in vain if God is not in it. Do you hear me? It's not long ago the Lord gave me a dream concerning and I was speaking scripture, and he let me know this. He said, I will build my church, not yours, but my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The only way we can build the church is by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God. When Moses went to that bush, he came into the presence of God now. He turned aside. Now God is going to reveal Himself unto Moses. When he gets there, and you think about it, in different times of God's presence, there is wonders there. There are presence of God, and all of His presence that we see, there can be different manifestations of His presence. Do you hear me? I know this. I know what I know that I know. And if you know, you know, you know. Do you know me? I know in whom I have believed, and I'm fully persuaded what He's promised to me, He's more than able to keep that. Do you hear me? God said, if you give me all of you, you get all of me. Do you hear me? What He's saying there, you must love me more than you do that wife. You must love me more than you do that husband. You must love me more than those grandchildren. You must put me first, for I'm God Almighty, and I have no other gods before me. Now Moses, 40 years, finally he comes to that bush. When he sees a bush, there's the presence of God. Now in the presence of God is the fullness of joy, and the right hand is pleasure forevermore. Amen to God. I wonder, I heard talking about the joy of the Lord. I can tell you, in His presence, there's fullness of joy, brother. I can tell you, in the presence of God, that means His Spirit is there. Do you hear me? At that burning bush, one thing Moses, at His presence, next thing a voice speaks to him and says, you're on holy ground. What God is saying, wherever my presence is, I'm holy there in that presence. Amen to God. Now, I do know Isaiah now, he's in the temple of God, taking care of everything. He's religious now. He's a Jew. He's doing everything a priest's supposed to, but there's no presence of God there. No presence of, that's the danger. We can get, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost of heaven. What are you saying? Every day, there's so many churches out there, if they're not careful, a lot of them, he's done left the presence there. He's turned it into Ichabod and said, have it your way, but it must be by my spirit, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I thought, Lord, here it is. When you think of this, here it is, Moses, he's in the holy, he's in a holy place because the presence of God is there. Now, it must be in our life. The presence of God must be with us, has to be with us. In Isaiah, the different manifestations. Now, I know Moses said, Lord, if I found grace in your sight, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Now, that's further over in Exodus. But back in the beginning, when God first reveals himself to Moses, he sees the glory of God, the presence of God, and the holiness of God. Now, Pastor, the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Is that right? That's what this book says if you've read it. Amen to God. But here it is. Now, Isaiah, he's in the temple over in the book of Isaiah. He's doing everything that a priest's supposed to. But the presence of God wasn't there. Do you hear me? And the same way in the days of Samuel, Eli, in that temple, brother, the word of the Lord was precious. There was no open vision, and the lamp of God went out in the temple. What God was saying, I won't be there when my presence goes. Everything's vain then. Amen. It's all dead. It's all dead. I heard an old preacher, I know him, he's 80 some years old, he passed away, and he said, you know what a turkey buzzard is? You know what a buzzard is? Something dies out there. Do you hear me? You know, you hear me what I'm saying? And he said, you know that turkey buzzard, he smells it, he comes down to a dead carcass. Do you hear me? Without Christ, his spirit, we are dead. We are dead without him. And I heard that preacher say, a buzzard would hold its nose over some churches, it goes over. They're twice dead and plucked up. It's a shame, brother. When a buzzard holds its nose and goes over a church and God's not in it, it is dead. It is dead without his spirit. Oh, without his spirit, we're none of his. No matter what, the teaching, the preaching, the singing, it must be by the Spirit of God. You don't get saved until the Spirit of God draws you, until the Spirit of God convicts you. My God, God, when you come into presence, I've seen his presence come into church. Some people are bawling and crying. Some people are repenting. Some people are rejoicing because God has came into the presence. My Lord and my God, let the Holy Ghost come into that upper room one more time, and people will fall to their faces and say, surely the presence of God is in this place. Oh God, you know when Jesus stood there in that temple, and his custom was, they didn't hand him a magazine. They didn't hand him some kind of a philosopher, theologian book. They hand him the Word of God, Isaiah, brother. And he went right to that chapter. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. You know, I can tell you, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. What he's saying, it's my spirit that in you. Amen. You move by my spirit. You pray in the spirit. My God, you prophesy in the spirit. You preach in the spirit. Outside of that, it's all in vain, my God. If you worship me, I'm a spirit, and you must do it in spirit and truth. Oh, God, do you hear that? Oh, he said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they're life. I can tell you, he is life, brother. His words are forevermore settled in heaven. I've seen Isaiah, he's in that temple. He's taking care as it's supposed to be. But there is no presence of God there. Do you hear me? No presence of God. You can play an instrument beautiful. You can sing like some of the best singers. But if God's not in it, it's just all flesh and vain. Do you hear me? But if God's in it, oh Lord God, I can tell you, if God's in it, a little handful of meal, brother, will keep on feeding. If God's in it, that little bit of oil will keep on coming. If God's in it, my God, if God be for us, who can be against it? I'm telling you, brother, it's still the Spirit of God. And thank God, he said, I am still the Christ. Amen. He's standing there in that temple. He opens that book and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. They were listening to the very anointed Christ by the Spirit of God, but they could not recognize him. They could not recognize him. Their eyes were shut. Do you hear me? God, yes, Sister Mary, anoint our eyes with eyes, salve, that I may see it. Because that lamp went out. That oil was no longer there. I've done heard about that lamp here tonight. That lamp, it must be burning. It must be full of the oil, which represents the Spirit of God. We must get full of the Holy Ghost to withstand the wiles of the devil. To know, my God, devil, it's still written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I don't need jokes. I don't need fairy tales. I need this Christ. And this Christ wants to judge, my God, to be full of him. Hallelujah. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need him. We need him more than we need us. I can tell you that right now. Oh God, Isaiah's in the temple. He's the priest. Not everybody's in there doing that. But one day, in the year that King Uzziah died, oh, he's in that temple. Oh, he's taking care. Business as usual. Business as usual. I can tell you, God help us. We can turn the house of God into merchandise. We can turn it into everything. Movies, storytelling, jokesters, clowns. I'm not interested in that. Yeah. You wouldn't see Jesus acting that way. You wouldn't see Paul acting that way. You wouldn't be seeing him. I'm wanting these handkerchiefs. It's going to cost you $50 for a prophecy. Not on your life, brother. I said, not on your life. You can't buy this, brother. Yeah. It's the redeeming blood. Yeah. It's the blood. It's the Spirit of God. And I can tell you, church, if we'll just get back to the old landmark, if we just get back, and that old landmark is the Word of God forevermore settled in heaven.
Amen.
You know, I noticed, you know, Paul cried out. He said, perilous times in the last days. They're not what they turned their ears from truth unto fables. I'd rather hear a fairy tale, a story, than to hear sound doctrine. God help us. When that happens, you might as well mark it down. Write it on the wall, brother. I can tell you, if God came here and wrote on that wall with his fingers, it could still only be interpreted by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
My God. We can all look at it and say, I don't know. But no, there's a man here named Daniel who the Spirit of God is in. Oh, my God, he walks over there. Nobody can interpret that. But the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost will interpret the Word of God. The Word of the Spirit of God. My God, do you hear that? I thought about blood. I can tell you right now. You know, I thought to myself, sisters, talk about the blood. I can tell you right now, you know, every one of us here, it's amazing how knowledge has exploded. But Daniel knew that by God telling him. Amen to God. Today, all they got to do is take a swab. Just take, if you took a drink of water on that glass, just take that where you put your, what, and tell you your DNA. Tell you if that boy belongs to you or not. Come on now. They don't need to take the blood anymore, do you hear me? All they do is just take that, wipe that, say, okay, check the other person, and if that DNA don't match, that's not your fate. Come on now. Well, I can tell you, I think we need some DNA. Come on now. Shout with me a little bit. Shout, my God, do you hear me? I'm telling you, brother, oh, it's what I say. It's what I do. It's where I go. It's what I watch. It's what I talk. After a while, God said, I know your DNA, son. I know you. How do you know me, Lord? By my spirit that's in you. Well, bear witness, you belong to me, my God. I thought, oh God, you know, I said, oh God, Isaiah's busy. Different manifestations of God, but still the Almighty God. Do you hear that? Amen. Isaiah. Preacher, him, he's a priest. I mean, brother, he had to know what he was doing in there. You don't go in there and play around. Oh, he's busy taking care of everything. All of a sudden, things begin to shake. Oh, is this an earthquake or what? Oh, the posts begin to move. Oh, the place begin to be filled with smoke. Oh, God, what's going on? Never had a church meeting like this in my life. Hear me? Some people say, you know, there's some people the Holy Ghost gets moving, and they just kind of... Why'd you leave? I wasn't feeling good. Well, you should have got in and touched the hem of his garment. You will find out.
Yes.
Brother, wherever he is, there's liberty.
Yes.
Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. Amen. 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 Some people say they're too emotional. I don't like to be that emotional. Oh, but when you start watching that sport game, you've got the biggest mouth in the holler. Come on now. Come on. That's George down there. Oh, he just hit a home run. Oh, yeah. But he comes to church.
Yeah.
Like he's afraid to say, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Something's wrong with George.
That's right.
When a football game excites you more than God.
That's exactly.
I found out who your God is. Shout with me a little bit now if you want to. Come on now. Isaiah, he's busy. He's taking care of it. And all of a sudden, see, he's the priest. You couldn't God got nothing out of him until God showed up. Because he thought he's everything. He's the priest. They all look to him. When God says it, guess what he says? Woe is me. Them candles didn't mean nothing now.
No.
That oil didn't mean, that showbread meant nothing. I mean, he had died for that probably. But now God shows up, who he's supposed to be dedicated to, who he's supposed to be holy to. And he says, woe is me. And the presence of God showed up. Come on now.
Amen.
Shout. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the anointed one. Oh, he said, woe is me, for I'm undone. Well, why are you touching those holy things? If you're so what, come on now. Oh, it takes the Spirit to handle the holy thing. Well, glory to God. Hey, this pulpit should be a holy thing. That PM set aside. We are a people set apart from the world. Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord God.
Amen.
Shout with me if you want to. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's truth. I'm telling you, he's holy.
Yes, he
Moses found that out after 40 years. Get them shoes off, brother. Come on. It wasn't God on the holy ground. It was God that was making the ground holy. Everything about him. I mean, those angels, 24 hours a day. If it's a 1 hour, or if it's one day, it's 1,000 years, or 1,000 years. Holy, 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 holy. I mean, if we can't do it down here, we sure ain't going to celebrate it up there. Come on now. Shout with me. Shout with me now. Come on. God help us. We must be the holy people. I'm not trying to get holy. He can come now. I better be holy in Christ.
Amen.
I know I got a heart in me. You know why? I'm talking here. I'm beating. My heart's beating. But you let it stop, I'll fall out of that pew. Amen. I'm telling you, as soon as that blood quits flowing, It's over, brother, if God doesn't revive you. Revive us again. Send your spirit. Those apostles in the book of Acts, they're preaching, they're crying out for God to move. And then when the presence of God came and there was conversion taking place, and said, when the presence of God come, repent and be ye converted. Oh, at His presence. You know, 30 some years ago, He revealed Himself to me. I always believed He was there, but He wasn't my Savior. I told Him I loved Him, but I was lying to Him. Living like a devil. You ain't shouting with me too much now. I'm laying in bed just a few nights ago. He likes to wake me up 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. I like to sleep, but he has it otherwise about that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you should look at that clock and say, Lord, you know what time it is? He'd probably say to me, yeah, it's night time to wake unto righteousness and sin not. Come on now, he'll come back to the Word of God with you every time.
Amen.
He won't come back with his opinion, he'll come back with his Word.
That's right. Amen.
Shout with me if you want to now. Shout with me. Because he can't deny himself. Oh, see, if I want to talk, I know you by name. Do you hear me? Oh, God, to know him by name. Know him by name. Well, I've asked a lot of people. Oh, you'd be surprised what you get when you ask people. Quit, be careful. I ask them. You know, I used to say turning on the TV and watching these Christian television things. I finally got conviction about that. You know, I said, oh Lord, I just told myself, they're religious stations. Come on now. Do you hear me? Just religion. Amen to God. They think because turning the music up and the lights and the bombs and the smoke going, oh, God's in that. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, I can tell you, brother, he's in that still small voice.
Yes,
if you want.
Amen.
My. I want to be like Elisha. I want to know that man I've been with, those that I've labored together with, those that I fellowship, I should be able to say, Lord, what he's got, I want to. And then we should be able to say, such as I have, I've got something I can give. Oh, amen to God. Amen to God. Amen to God. Amen to God. Oh, help us. Oh, we may pass that offering, pray. Say, here's $1, Lord. I sure bless you. That door person, just keep your dollar. That's all right with me. Silver is mine. The earth is mine. The gold is mine. The cattle's mine. He's looking at all my milk cows. Look at all my beef cows. God just said, you better start talking to who owns them things. Shout with me if you want to. Shout with me if you want to. Brother, I can tell you. He has the last say. Amen to God. Oh, Lord God. Isaiah, now the presence of God. And guess what he's doing? He's repenting. Moses is on his face. Shout with me. Amen to God. Oh, shout with me. Who are I? I'm Lord. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I've seen the King of glory. Come on, shout with me. Oh, come on, church. What brings revival? When a church gets hungry for nothing but God. Nothing but God. When they get thirsty, nothing but the Spirit of God. My Lord God, my God, if we'll believe, as these scriptures have said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, representing the Holy Ghost of heaven. I said this and I said, blow the dam up and let the river flow. My Lord and my God. Do you hear me? I'm not trying to dam this up, brother. I'm talking about a dam. You hear me what I'm saying? I'm talking about that dam that they can only hold back so much water, but it's going to make its way. I can tell you, Lord, there's times, years ago, I thought I was going to blow up. There was so much of the Spirit of God coming into me. Oh, I thought I was going to blow up. Do it again, Lord.
Yes.
Do it again, Lord.
Yes.
The Spirit. Sister Carol was talking about, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. Church, the key. Amen. If we don't have His Spirit, then we have uncircumcised ears. Just like said, having ears, but you hear not. Having eyes, but you see not. Oh, they saw they were rich. They saw they had. But upon them, until the Spirit came and revealed everything they said was wonderful, the Spirit was said, it's no good. You say you're rich, the Spirit says you're poor. Say you have need of nothing, the Spirit says you're miserable. Where did that preacher come from? The last 10 preachers we had said, man, we're on fire here. Shout with me if you want to. Come on now. I said, oh God, we're on fire. You won't have to beg us to church. We won't make every little excuse not to be there either. Oh, because if that chain, Pastor, if that chain has 20 links in it, and that when that's pulled, the weakest link will break the first, then the next one. Well, I can tell you, if we are bound together by the Spirit of God, nothing can break that. If we don't allow it, nothing can break that. Oh, my God, nothing. I can tell you, they could bind Samson, and the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him. Boom! He would break those chains. Oh, as it was thread, just like a piece of thread. I tell you what, you could hand me a piece of thread, and I could break the pieces left and right. But you put a big chain around me, the only way I can break it is would be by the Spirit of God. Well, I can tell you, that's the what they were trying to do is to get to the covenant of that man. Do you hear me? And how it was to get to that heart. Get to that heart. And the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in our hearts. Amen to God. Amen to God. I can tell you, get full of the Holy Ghost. Great God of heaven. You won't know what might happen. Come on. But as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They're the children of God. Oh my God, my God. I can tell you, church, Isaiah, he was in the presence of God when God showed. And the first thing, God will deal with what's not him. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's the first thing he does when he comes to you. Oh, he's not going to come there and keep you shouting over things you ain't not made right. He's going to come and deal with you. So you make that right. How do you know that? That's what he did to those churches. He told them the problem, but he also told them the remedy. You couldn't have got that out of that church of Ephesus. I would have joined that church. I'd say amen. Hallelujah. We hate evil. We tried them to say they're Jews. Tried them to say they found them to be liars. We're pretty good here. We're doing pretty good here. We know what's real, what's not real. Amen. They're doing that in Revelation. That first church, all of this was going on. And then I said, amen. I'm with you, church. I'm with you. Amen. That's me. I'm part of that church. No, nevertheless. Uh-oh, what's going to be next here? I have somewhat against thee.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to be in that church now or not, Lord. I hope that, you know, you left your first love.
Yeah.
He's talking to you, brother. Does that exclude me? Not on your life, brother. Nobody's above that word, brother.
That's right.
We all got moving up to do.
Yes.
Oh, where we can look over here and say, Pastor, boy, if Charlie would only be here tonight, he needed to hear this message.
Amen.
Charlie ain't here, but I'm here. And God's talking to me. Hallelujah to God. Because if I don't believe that's God talking to me, then I've made a judgment of what it is. It's just the pastor up there. It's just the evangelist up there. We need to know. We need to have ears to hear. Is it you talking to me, Lord? Amen to God. Sister Carol's talking about you, and I know, David said, the eye affects the heart. Mm-hmm. One look at that woman affected his heart. Mm-hmm. It does. Lord, let me know. Of all places, Pastor, I'm in the shower having a good time. And the Lord speaks to me. Of all places. I mean, he knows exactly where you're at.
Amen.
He knows everything, every thought, every hair, every imagination. And he said to me, be careful what you allow in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But once it gets in, it's hard to get it out. It's easy to step in quicksand, but to get out of it. It's easy to get a fish hook in you, but oh, it's painful to get it out. Oh, it's easy to fall into the pig pen, but it's hard to get rid of it. You don't have to prove to me one thing. If you've been around a skunk, and if he got you, you won't have to prove it to me, brother. You won't have to prove it to me. You can't stand. I'm telling you, I just say, brother, what you need to do, and you know, if I walked in this church and just got sprayed by a skunk, brother, I believe God would rather smell a skunk than somebody with stench in his nostrils. Sin. Hello now.
Mm-hmm.
Moses, you're on holy ground. Isaiah, woe is me. Different, I've seen people when the Spirit of God comes. There are people at times, God knows every heart.
Yes.
He knows how to deal with your heart. He knows how to deal with you and me. There may be something in my life that's not in your life now. But God knows if there's unforgiveness, if there's jealousy, if there's envy, if there's lust. And if we will come to that light by that gospel, which that is that glorious light, Christ. When we come into His presence, we got to be real. We got to be real. We don't come there thinking that we're something when we're nothing. Do you hear me? David found that out when he had sinned. In Psalms 51, here's what he said. When he knew what happened to Saul, Lord, I don't want it to happen to me, brother. Hear me what I'm saying. He admitted, I'm the guilty man. I'm that man. You couldn't have got that out of him until the prophet of God, by the Spirit. Because see, the prophets of God spoke by the Spirit of God. Anybody else went in there and accused him, he probably had their head cut off. But he knew that that was the Spirit of God. Found him out. Amen. Even in the beginning, when God made the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God took that dirt. And God wanted to make a man. He wanted to take pleasure in that man, to walk with him, to fellowship with him. And he takes the dust, the dirt of the earth. He puts eyes in there. He puts a brain in there, a heart in there. Puts fingers, feet, legs. He makes a complete man. And who does he make him to look like? Just like himself. Shout with me if you want to.
Right.
And here, this man is laying there. I don't know how tall he was. I don't know. But I know this. He was made in the likeness and the image of Almighty. Why? Because the Creator made His image and likeness in that dust of that man. He lays there. Pastor, he's laying there, but no life in him. God is looking. Just like if you looked in the mirror, you would see the very reflection of you. Some mirrors I don't like to look into. They show up everything. Come on now. Come on. I've been in mirrors. They magnify you. Oh, Lord, help me. But when you look into this word, this is the mirror of God. When you look in it, brother, God tells you exactly what you are. Shout with me if you want to. And it takes the Holy Ghost to reveal the deep things, the mysteries of who God is. And to worship Him, it will be in spirit. Here, God's made him. Let us make man in our image and likeness. Of all His creation, He wanted the man to be the fellowship. Now He's there. If you would have put a mirror, that he could not see himself. He had to look into the very God that made him. Without him, we're lost. We're in darkness.
We are.
Amen, church. I'm telling you the truth here. And what did God do? He breathed the spirit of life in that man. And when he stood up, if he had a mirror, and if he could see God, he would see himself as he saw God. And they that look for him, he shall appear the second time. Without sin. Those lamps better be full of oil. And I can tell you, those five foolish, they knew, listen to me, they knew what they were missing. Come on, church. They went to the other five and said, give us up your oil. That's the spirit. Come on now.
Amen.
Shout, Lord, I feel Amen. The good Lord.
Amen.
And they said, not so.
Okay.
Lest we have not. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be at ease in Zion. I don't want to be comfortable. I want to be about the Father's business. Winning souls to the kingdom. Telling somebody, Jesus is Lord. Repent and give your heart to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And so, they said, no, but go for yourself. And while they knew what they were lacking, they were missing. And why they went to buy, the five went in. Boy, that's going to be a day. I can tell you right now, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. You never, when you look at Noah in Genesis, and then you go all the way over to the book of Jude. You come to find out the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost, tells Jude he was a preacher of righteousness. Some people say, I heard this say by a brother, a pastor. He was sick and he was in the hotel. He had a massive heart attack preaching. This is true. He passed away. I know him. 80-some years old. At 30-some years old, he was in the pulpit. And had a massive heart, fell over. They came up, and they were praying over him. They was crying over him and all of that. And then what happened? There had been a nurse there, another come up, and said, he's dead. He's had a massive heart. He said he was laying there. He could hear, but he could not do nothing. Just laying there. And they got him, took him to the party, put him there. He's in a revival, apparently, and kept him there and had another one. Well, didn't want to go to, he knew, that was between him and God now. He knew that he had to touch God. He had to touch God. No doctor was going to help him. He had to touch God. Amen to God. And so what he done, his wife finally, they got him. He got him home. He's laying there. He said he couldn't breathe past his Adam's apple. He knew he was dying, very massive heart attack. And what happened was, he said to his wife, he says, honey, listen. Now this was back in the 50s, I think. 60s or 50s, I believe it was. He said, I want you to take me to this hotel. I want you to leave me there. She's crying. I won't do it. No, you have to. I have to get a hold of God. Church, we got to get a hold of God. Hold fast, be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. He's there, and he said, well, if I have to, I'll crawl, I'll go myself. She begged him, but then finally she said, okay, got him there. And when he got there, he finally got into the room. He said, now, I don't want no phone call, no phones, no nothing, whatever. I don't want no food, no linen check. I want nobody to bother me. I have to touch God. He knew he was dying. And the black man that was worked there at the hotel, he said to the man who started to walk out, he said, I want to ask you, sir. He said, are you a preacher? He said, yeah, I'm a preacher. He said, I thought so. He said, "Are you a holy preacher? Holy." He said, "There's no other." Do you hear what he was saying there? There ain't no other but holy preachers. Anything else, he don't even. Amen. And he said, "Leave me alone." He began to read. Now this is true. He began to read in Genesis. He's laying on that in that bed, old wood slats back then. He's telling it. And as he was laying there for 9 days, he would read that Bible and barely get a little water in him. He was dying. He knew he had to get a hold of God or it was over for him. 30-some years old. The first day he's praying night and day, hardly not just laying there. And it was the ninth night, early that morning, he was in Psalms. And as he was reading in Psalms, he came to the scripture, "And they that know thy name shall put their trust in thee, for thou will not forsake them that seek thee." When he read that, all of a sudden, that room's changed. Somebody walked in that room and he felt the presence. This is true. See, that was just a room. But somebody didn't need to come through the door. He just walked in that room. And the presence of God. Oh, there's joy. There's hope, salvation, peace. My Lord and my God. Visit us, God. Visit us with an outpouring of your Spirit. Oh, one more time. He said he walked into that room. The presence of Christ was there. He knew it, brother. When you know who he is, you'll know it. Amen, yes, to God. There's a lot of familiar spirits, but there is the real spirit, brother. The real, and he shall glorify me, Christ said. Oh, Lord. He walked in that room. He's laying there, Pastor. And all of a sudden, he said, there was a hand. Went right through in his body. Grabbed a hold of his heart. He felt that. He squeezed it. He said he came up out of that bed. Hot. He broke every slat in that bed. Every wooden slat. He's a hollering, carrying on. Lord, he's healed. I'm healed. Lord, he came out and he's in that hallway. Oh, he's a praising God. Some woman opened the door and looked out. What in the world's going on? He's a crazy man down there. And he said, "Oh, I'm healed. She shut that door. He's a crazy man. God healed him instantly. The presence of God. When he comes in, brother, there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. There will be conviction. There will be repenting. There will be shouting. There will be, oh my Lord, his presence makes everything different. And that's what Moses said. Lord, if you don't go with us, your presence doesn't go. I'm going nowhere if you don't go.
Amen.
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 Church, we're living in a time don't even cross the street without him.
That's right.
It's the truth. It's his spirit that draws me to his word.
Yes.
It's his spirit that draws me more and more to him.
Yes.
And God said to David through the prophet, David began to cry and repent. You remember what he said? "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." He knew if that happens, it's over for me. He's seen what Saul done. You know what Saul went after? A familiar spirit. Oh God. I say this to this church in love. I only believe in one Bible. And it's the King James Bible.
Amen.
NIV Bibles, new, all of this other stuff, get away from it.
Right.
Why? I tell you, there's been people come against me over that. Why? The NIV Bibles left out 60-some thousand words. Wow. Colossians, they took the blood out of that scripture. They've taken many. many scriptures, totally. You only read one verse and the rest of that whole world is completely gone. We better hear. And when you read here in this Bible,
that's right.
He said, the Spirit speaketh expressly. That in the latter days. You say, well, brother, that's your opinion. No, that's God's word. I'm not here preaching my opinion. I'm preaching here what God's word says. People, well, I don't like that. Well, you better repent, because you come against God's word and you say you have the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will never reject the pure word of God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I love you, church. I give God all the glory and honor. I know Sister Mary. Sister, known him for some years, and that I just thank God for being able to preach his word, but handle it very carefully. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because I'm preaching to the body of Christ. When I preach, I'm preaching to Christ, because we are the body of Christ. Amen. Amen, amen to God. Amen. This is something, Pastor. I love you, appreciate you. I give God all the glory, praise, and honor. But I can tell you, church, he is coming.
Yes.
And I can tell you, a lot of the churches that I know, they've got him a new cart, got him a new way, got to hold some other spirits. And I can tell you, I want the true Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Want the real thing.
I want, yes, the truth. And he said, when the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth comes. Some years ago, I was praying, and the Lord revealed to me, just brought it right to me, the spirit of error has come into the church, and only the spirit of truth can defeat the spirit of error. Because once we err and we don't think we've erred, we're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if I'm down there, if I leave from here and I go out of here, and you happen to come by and see me in a ditch, and I'm in a ditch and I can't get out, and you pull up and say, Brother Patterson, got any problem? No, uh-uh. What? Brother, you're in a ditch there. Yeah, but that's okay. I can help you get out. I say, help me get out, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in a ditch. I'm in a ditch. I love you. I don't know your heart, but God does. What happened? You know the reason God left the temple in the days of Eli? It's because there was no open vision. The word of the Lord was precious. And nobody was seeking for God. Everything was usual. You hear that? And the lamp went out in the temple of the Lord. Some of you have got coal oil lamps, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Just in case the electric goes down, you got an oil lamp ready to go, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can have it, but you know what happens when it goes out? Where in the world's that lamp? Honey, where'd you put the lamp? Well, what, you put it where we know it should be at when the light.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking. It's like a flashlight.
Yeah.
We blame it on the flashlight, the batteries, don't we? Did you put new batteries in? Haven't used in the last 6 months. Well, you should have checked it.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you do? I'm telling you. Why'd you buy those cheap batteries? Why didn't you get those everlasting batteries? Come on now. Especially when you're going down the road and you run out of gas. And I call it an idiot light. Stupid, you're about ready to go out of gas. And you just pass one gas and next one's 50 miles and you only got 20 miles. Honey, that's your fault. No, it ain't. It's your fault. Let's examine ourselves. Let's be found in the faith. Pastor, to God be the glory.